What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails, where we want to educate, explore, and enjoy sex with you. Make sure you follow our Patreon at patreon.com/CWCthePodcast for exclusive content, and make sure you subscribe and follow our YouTube, IG, and Twitter, which is CWCthePodcast.
And our drink of this show is the Pineapple Fizz, created by our one and only name brand Smith, which is 2 ounces of tequila, 3/4 ounces of lime, splash with simple syrup, 1 ounce of pineapple, and you top it off with Prosecco for a little bit of bubbly, because I like mine with a little fizz.
I got to be honest, though. Shout out to the homie Madison. She helped me come up with this. So if you're listening, shout out to you. This is a really good drink. Our guests have already finished it. I actually have some more for y'all just in case. I didn't know we had alcoholics in here. But this episode, just to introduce our guests, I got the Barbie in the Midwest who loves to get her toes sucked with hot sauce. And we got a legit porn star. Not somebody getting fucked by their ex on OnlyFans, an actual porn star, which is Mulan Kush. So I just want to say thank you, ladies, for coming. Yes, I want y'all to introduce yourselves and answer this intro question. Do you plan on hoeing this spring and summer?
You want to go first?
You can go ahead.
Okay. I'm Midwest Barbie. I'm a model and a writer. And do I plan on hoeing this summer? Probably.
I can tell you excited. You already got your potential dicks on deck.
Yeah, I do.
Hoeing to an extent, it's very limited.
What does that mean?
Paid customers only.
Oh, this is a time out. This is a different bag. so I wasn't ready for that. I didn't have questions set up for that.
And you didn't introduce yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, say somebody want to pay. They need to know who they're talking to.
They need to know what they're paying for.
Mulan Kush here. You guys already know. Sorry, the camera makes me a little nervous.
Wait, time out. How you a porn star and you nervous of a camera?
It's different. Talking. I don't do much talking.
Yeah, you was sucking some dick, all right? I mean, she was sucking some dick. You remember that video?
I do remember that video.
She had an attitude with that nigga and she just gobbled the
dick. It's so funny. Everybody say that too. Like, why you have an attitude? I don't know. I felt like I was chilling. I didn't think I was giving him attitude, but I probably was.
So I'm going to ask questions, and I want you to know, I'm not trying to be facetious.
No, for sure.
Like, when you say paid customers, so do you consider yourself an escort or a prostitute?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Dope. So how can somebody book you?
I got a little booking email, but okay. I tend to answer my DMs here and there.
Okay.
For the right price.
So, shit, since we're into it, like, what's your, like, what's the wildest stuff that you would do, like, for somebody to book you? Or is it just as long as the money is right?
Pretty much as long as the money right. Yeah, pretty much as long as the money right.
You let somebody shit on your chest?
Dubai money.
Okay, yeah. Good answer, all right. Alessa, will you let somebody shit on your chest again?
First of all, don't ever try to play me like that. I've never let anybody shit on my chest, nor will I let anybody shit on my chest. I don't think that it would have to be in millions for me to get
you
shit
full
on my
of
chest.
Shit, bro.
I would
you
not
full
get
of shit.
I no, nigga.
You full of shit.
Nigga, it would literally have
a private
to be.
Room, no cameras, a nigga drop 100,000. You
100?
Are laying down.
No, that's not even enough you're to pay
laying,
off my house, bro. Hell no.
Money.
You are laying
down. Hell no.
You are laying down.
You know what, you know
you
what they I just wanna let you know that you just proved to me that you will let a nigga shit on your chest for $100,000. You are the cheapest bitch I've ever met in my life. The cheapest bitch I've ever met in my life. Because
yeah,
I would never,
like,
I would never let a man shit on my chest. If I cannot pay off my house,
right.
I'm not letting a man shit on me.
Okay.
If I'm not going to be able to pay off my house with that and have left all hers, I'm not about to let a man shit on my chest. It's sick and sad that you would. I'm so sorry to hear that, Brandon. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you was a cheap bitch. Damn.
I want to pay
I'm
my
learning
house
so much about you.
She said.
I'm learning so much about you, Brandon.
If you can take 3 minutes of someone standing over you to make what you make and what most people don't make in a year, I say you should do it.
Okay, go ahead. You can go right ahead and do that. The next time I get a man in my DMs offering me around 100K to shit on me, I will send him your way.
I will bet you my entire 401K that you won't even tell me about it because he shot on your chest and now you got 100K.
Brandon, if I had 100K, you would know I had 100K. And I don't have 100K. Yeah, I don't.
You like, I don't believe you.
You okay, go ahead and not believe me. I have definitely sat on the phone. I admitted this. I have sat on the phone for money. I have farted on the phone for money. Over the phone.
But it wasn't 100K.
It wasn't 100K. It was a few hundred dollars a week. Exactly. It was a few hundred dollars a week for sounds. You didn't even need to see my face. So to see my face and to have for you to look me in my eye, for you to look me in my eye and shit over my chest, I have to pay off every debt I have and have things left over. And that is not 100K. So Brandon, like I said, the next man that comes in my DMs, hey, if y'all got 100K and y'all want to shit on the thick bitch chest, Brandon.
Y'all know she's full of shit, right?
Brandon.
We're going to agree to that.
You can
Barbie,
go right
would you let somebody shit on your chest for 100K?
I can be just as full of shit as all
no. It's got to be like life-changing amount of money.
That's not
like
a life-changing
amount of money. Would you shit on somebody's chest for 100K?
I would shit on somebody's chest for 100K.
Yeah. I would do that.
I would shit on somebody's chest for 10K, yes.
1K.
Yeah. I peed on niggas for free.
Right.
So I will sit on a nigga for 1K, 10K, 100K. I am not getting shit on for that. I will get peed on for 100K, though.
You get peed on for 10K.
You're correct.
You get peed on for free.
That's not true. No. I wouldn't get peed on
for free. If you was in love, you wouldn't let your nigga pee on you for free.
That's different because love costs. My love costs.
You'll pee all in your guns.
So that's completely different. That's completely different. When I let a nigga I love pee on me, for sure.
So we never got your answers. So what's like your limits of you... Essentially, I guess you did answer. You said no limits as long as the money is right.
Pretty much.
Okay. So how do you even, like, get into the sex for money game? Like, how did you get there?
My particular story, I was in Cali just minding my business and decided to fill out a porn app. Filled it out, and they called me the same day. It was like that.
They was looking for the
Did
bitches.
You do go and shoot one of those porns where you go like and act audition. Like you audition and then you fuck?
Yes.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Did you get paid for it at least?
I did.
Okay, cool.
A little 1K.
Okay, nice.
You know, starting out. But that is what got me turned on. I was like, because I was there for an hour.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God.
I just made 1K in an hour. Okay. I would love to do use my pussy for that advantage.
Okay, so... The one I did, it was with a white guy. Mm. I'm sorry. I don't have nothing against it. I don't want to offend nobody. But I am not attracted to pink dick.
Girl, say it again.
Damn, you don't like the raw sausage?
So.
No pink dicks you know, this way.
Shut up.
I had to, you know, whatever. Okay. No, I didn't like it, but I had to do what I had to do. Mm. Now, everything else that I've had so far, yes.
Love that for you.
Enjoyed it.
So, like, how does that go with, like, 1 hour? Like, is it testing that's done with these types of things?
Of course. Everything is tested.
Okay. So, what do you do as far as testing with potential clients?
So, I have them go get testing and show me their my chart or whatever paperwork they have, however they need to do it before. Like, that's how they have to book. Okay. I need paperwork to book. I need to, and it's got to be recent, not some shit you did a month ago.
Okay.
It's got to be like.
So like 10 days or early?
Yeah. Do you have your shots?
Period.
What's up with this new testing stuff? Like where it's like these portable kits like that you can get. They have them at sex parties and shit like that.
They have them at CVS and stuff too. Yeah.
Yeah. So do y'all trust those? I want to get some.
I don't trust the timing of it because, I mean, if you want to do something, I would rather go down to my Wayne County Public Health Department.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm. And go get tested and then get my results within 24 hours. Whereas when you have to, when you have to take those at home tests and stuff, if it's rapid, just like I don't trust a rapid COVID test for real, I'm not trusting no rapid STD test for real. I'm going to look that up.
I prefer you go. See a professional.
Okay.
Yeah. So before we do get too deep into the show, I do have an interesting sex fact that I would like to share. Mm. So the most
How many
orgasms
dicks can fit in your ass. Oh, my bad.
One, and barely that because you know I don't do anal.
I don't know. You got a pretty big booty hole.
Do I?
Yeah.
Brandon, you literally just asked me what my booty hole looked like yesterday. You don't even know what my booty hole looked like.
Is it weird that I want to see?
No,
I'll show you my booty hole, but I do have a picture of it with like my with one of my plugs in it. Yeah, but it's all cute. Is that what I sent
it's
you?
It's a little darker, yeah.
It is, my booty hole is it is a little brown. Yeah. It's way browner than me.
My booty hole brown. Hey.
Period.
You do got a cute booty hole.
Period.
You seen it?
I told you I was watching your porn all day yesterday.
On to our interesting sex fact, Brandon. Thank you. So, the most orgasms had by a man in a single hour is 16, whereas the most orgasms had by a woman in a single hour is 134. So, that's about 2.5, a little bit less than 2.5 orgasms per minute.
So, was she, like, tied up, and then they had, like, one of those machines in her, and they had the thing on her clit? Like, how did this work?
I'm actually not too sure of the semantics of how it went down. There was insertion. That's what it said. It said it was continuous insertion. That was the only thing that it said. So I don't know if that's just, you know, like just straight fucking, because that's crazy.
It was a bukkake or something.
It had to be some wild, because I'm pretty sure, the most orgasms I've had in a single session is like 7.
Damn. Watch it.
No, it was in my MMF.
Oh, okay. This MFM, technically. Somebody DM'd me like, hey, FYI, they broke it down. They was upset. My bad, bro. He's like,
well, I mean,
MFM.
I was in the middle, technically. They're correct. Yeah. I was spit roasted like a motherfucker. Yeah. So I was in the middle.
Brother, do you know what MFM is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Male, well, 2 men, 1 woman.
Yeah.
So what's the most amount of orgasms you've had in a single session?
In a single session, probably 2. Okay. I feel like I'm like.
Even by yourself?
By myself, probably like 2 or 3, because I've done it like sometimes like back and forth, just like out of boredom and stuff. Like, oh, I want to see how many orgasms I can have on this toy. Okay. But yeah, I'm kind of like inexperienced when it comes to orgasms. Like, I'm still getting there, really.
I got you.
How old are you?
25.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I knew when she said that it was a younger age popping up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would you do an MFM?
Yeah, I would. I would try it.
Okay.
You have to be with some guys like I'm real comfortable with, because you know sometimes it could turn into like, yeah, we just ran a train on her, we did this and that.
Yeah,
right. Like, I wanted to be with some guys like I can trust, like they're my friends, I know them really well, and it would be cool afterwards.
Would you do it with your boyfriend and his friend?
My boyfriend, his friend, yeah, I would try it. It depends, like if his friend is attractive, yeah, I would do it. If he's not attractive, I can't fake it like that. So
That's how my first one went down. It was with my boyfriend.
With your boyfriend,
my dude at the time, and. A friend of his.
Yeah, I would like
that. And
it
was great. Milan, the second one I had was more spontaneous, and that one was better.
I'm sorry.
Could you do an MFM?
Maybe if it was with my boyfriend and, like she say, somebody comfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
But other than that, nah, I'm straight on it.
So do you differentiate, like, your personal sex life and your porn life?
Yes.
So, example, like, have you had an MFM in porn?
No, not yet.
Okay. But you're open to it.
I am.
So, how does that work with porn? Like, do you charge more for a scene like that? Or is it, like, how does that work? I'm charging more if I gotta, like,
I mean, yeah, essentially, doing amateur porn, I can make my own prices. So, yeah, I would charge more for that. But doing mainstream porn, too, I could, you know, negotiate those prices, too. But they normally offer, they do pretty good when it's more than one person.
Okay.
Okay. I have a question about said. Are there snacks? Do y'all have like a craft service?
I told you not to ask. That.
You did, but I'm so intrigued. I need to know. Are there craft
that
services?
I've been on, there was only fruit.
Fair craft services.
I was told that they didn't want me to eat. They didn't want me to look fat.
Because you don't want to like be bloated or like fart or burp or anything too, like gas and stuff. I can imagine.
Remember, she had like a 12-inch dick.
So I'm not
going to
lie, I was hungry as fuck. Yeah. I was sober as fuck. So after that shit, smoke and eat.
Like, okay.
I mean, it depends on who you work with.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can imagine.
Some
I mean,
people
if you
be with
too
it and some people don't be with it. Right now, I want you to be too sloppy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know about your gag reflex. It looked like you didn't really have much of one. But I don't know. I know when I get drunk, I cannot. I'm throwing up on dick.
Right.
If you about to fuck my face, I'm going to keep going.
Right.
But I'm throwing up on a dick.
You know,
that's for sure happening.
Mulan looked very, like, mild-mannered. Like, oh, okay, this is fun. Yeah.
She can take a dick.
Yeah, she can take a dick.
She can
like,
take a
dick. It was like. It was very few moments. She's like
in multiple orifices.
Yeah,
like,
I felt,
she can take a dick. That's what's up. I love that.
What's the biggest dick you took?
That stripper's in the hood, he was probably the biggest.
Okay.
I think he was 12.
Okay. Could you take something bigger?
I'll give it a try.
Okay. What's the...
I haven't met anybody else.
Okay.
That big.
Okay. Did you really work out in that video?
Oh, my God, no.
So for the listeners, in the video, He was her personal trainer, and like he was training or whatever. And then next thing you know, she was gobbling dick.
For the shots you seen, if you saw my leg, we might have stretched a tad bit, yo. Literally just a tad. Mm. But no, we didn't do networking out.
That's kind of my sexual fantasy, though. Like having sex after I work out with somebody.
Okay, I got some like love, Smitty. Smitty, you hear that? I know you be listening, bro. I got a personal trainer friend. I'll connect you. You know. Do you, okay, I do have a question, Barbie, because they just staring at me. So, do you like titty fucking?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
But I only did like one time. I've tried like multiple times, but they couldn't like, they didn't know how to do it. I did it one time.
And how you not know how to do it?
Like, they just couldn't like, it wasn't working. Like, it was too much friction with this one guy that I tried it with. But I tried it with like another guy. It was like, we were on a boat or something. And, you know, it worked out.
You know
out
we
like
need the
that.
Story. Don't say or something. What do you mean we was on a boat?
We were like, I went with my friend. She was with, like, she knew this one guy that she was talking to. We went on the boat. It was his friend and my friend. Her, they went off and did their thing. Me and the guy went off and did our thing. And we were just, like, talking at first and drinking. And then, like, we were playing Truth or Dare. I was like, oh, I dare you to suck my titties. And then it, like, escalated to, like, I was like, well, you could titty fuck me. And that's how it happened.
Oh, did y'all just titty fuck?
Yeah, we just did. He wanted to do more than that, but I'm like, we've been out all day. It's hot as fuck. Like,
oh, you saying you had that all day pussy?
No, I'm not saying it like that, but yeah, it's just, you know, people sweaty and stuff. Like, I didn't feel like we should have been doing that.
And she right about that.
She is. Yeah. I mean, I would
have
said,
have some, you know, class about your shit.
Me personally, I can't get nothing from no titty fucking.
You can't.
I need my dick inside of a hole. And I need like to feel the warmth of that vagina, or I mean that booty hole is kind of warm, but it's like a, the vagina is like a warm and welcoming feeling. Mm-hmm. Like the booty hole is like a warm, like damp bats and vampire feeling kind of, cause you know, you just lube and you fuck somebody without some lube, you know, so booty holes get wet, but that's a different story. Yeah. For a different day. So I'm just mad. I guess, I don't know. I probably would have took one for the team and risked it and said, you know, I'm okay with the all day. We here now.
No, I don't like stuff like that. Like, you got to be clean. Like, we got to have showered first before we have sex. I don't want to just,
that's true.
Know.
Well, see, for me in those instances, those are when I'm usually probably just not eating no booty. Because I ain't been on all day dates and we fucking tonight. I don't care what we didn't did earlier. We fucking as soon as we get back to where we going.
Wait, if you got to be clean, you got a fantasy about fucking somebody after you work out.
Yeah, that's what I thought about too. Yeah, like we can shower after we work out and then have sex.
But nah, girl, I'm trying to fuck in the gym. I fucked in the gym before.
You don't want no salty dick?
I don't like sweaty balls.
You don't want no hoop
dick?
Hell no.
I don't suck salty dick.
You know, some people get off on that shit.
I like a little, yeah, some people
like a little twang.
I don't like that.
I like a little spice.
You know what I don't like? When, like, women be like, oh no, it might not be right down there, you know, because I've been out all day. It's just like,
pussy,
I'll come up if
like
it's
pussy.
An issue, you know, yeah. I'll move on. But then when you say some shit, it's just like, oh, nah.
So
nah,
you prefer not to say nothing, for us not to say
unless
nothing.
You know your shit is like on bump mode, like where you shouldn't even be taking your pants off and some shit. Like, and if I'm down there, like, don't give me no disclaimer, just, you know. I would get it if we weren't dating or in like some type of relationship or some shit, and it's like a random fuck. I get that 100%.
Yeah.
But
oh no, if it's a random fuck, you getting whatever pussy I pull out of this pants because you signed up for this.
Oh hell no, man. See, that's how you whatever, get talked about.
You getting whatever pussy?
Right.
I
don't want to be.
You signed up for this. You signed.
I didn't
up
sign
for
up
this.
For your pussy to stink.
You signed up for this. I mean, I'm gonna freshen up. I always freshen up.
Yeah.
I'm always freshen up. A bitch keeps a hoe bag,
okay?
A bitch keeps something.
What's in your hoe bag?
What's in my hoe bag? Oh, my flushable organic wipes.
Period.
My, I have a nice little, I have a little special Yoni soap that I utilize, and I can just, you know, rinse it off real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hit these pits with my glycolic acid toner.
Yeah.
Then I hit my mouth with my little Lush mouth tap. You know, I got this.
You sound disgusting.
We're gonna get, you're gonna get whatever pussy comes out of this pants because you signed up for this, sir. You signed up for this, so you get whatever come out. If it's a little wolfy, you signed up for this.
Yeah, I'm like that.
You
with
signed
hair.
Up for this.
You say you like that right now?
No, I sound like that with hair. Like I'm not. I'll trim it a little bit, but like you could just take whatever comes.
So you got the Pam grill?
I didn't say I had that right now. I have a little bit of hair right now, but sometimes, like, I do, like, I don't shave and stuff, and I just sound like I didn't shave.
I'm not even saying
so
that.
So, I will say this. The older I get, the more I'm into bushes. Mm-hmm. I don't like eating a bush, though. Like, I can't really breathe, to be transparent. I don't like booty hole hair.
In my mind, I should never have bush because I like how sex feels with the less hair that I have.
Yeah.
So I have nothing against bush. Bitch, if you got a bush, have a bush.
Unless they eat it too.
Be natural. I will not eat it because I don't even like pussy like that. So stop lying. But
but you eat pussy.
I do eat pussy, but I do like, I mean, I like my pussy to be like, I like the pussy I eat to be similar to my pussy. Don't give me no wolf pussy. Don't give me a pussy like your beard.
Damn.
Don't give me a pussy like Brandon's beard. You can give me some hair. I like a little bit of hair. Don't get me wrong. I like a little bit of hair.
Hey.
But, like, I have a little bit of hair there right now. It's like, you know.
Shows.
No. It's more like a cactus. It's a little prickly.
See, I was fucking with a chick.
About. I was trying to figure out what kind of outfit I was going to wear because I figured you might ask something like that.
Ask
see
what?
Your pussy?
To show us.
No, I mean, I will say last week we seen two sets of titties, and who am I to ask y'all to one up them?
And my ass has been out so many times.
Damn,
so,
when you were supposed to come in and say one up them.
No, I was going to tell her to show her pussy, though. I was going to say, so she might as well show her pussy. You didn't even let me finish, so if you just shut the fuck up.
My bad, sir.
Like I was saying, since this bitch wanted to interrupt me like women do, my ass has been out numerous times, so you might as well just show us your pussy.
You notice what? They jump even when you're not moving?
No. What, my titties were jumping while I was laughing?
Yeah. You ain't see that?
I saw
she's you. Like, that's like, look like a lowrider on the bitch. I said, damn. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Let me not look that way.
Okay? Yes. So you going to show us your pussy?
You brought it up.
You gotta be prepared for stuff.
Yeah, she's finished there. And like, we'll get to another one too.
Like, Barbie was prepared dressed. To show her titties because like, she's just a swipe.
Listen, I gotta.
You gonna show us your titties, Barbie?
Just fucked up, okay?
Hi. Well, I got titties taped on right now. Morning. I can't even show them, really.
Wow. So she gonna come to the contest.
I'm not going to, I want to have titty tape on at a titty contest.
Are you going to come to the titty contest,
yes,
though?
Yes, I want to
okay,
come.
Okay,
I'm going to hit you up. It's okay. April 8th. Y'all should both
it's
come.
It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I want to come.
Yep. We coming out with some dope prizes. I guess we could mention it because this is an episode to come out before then. We got the guy who gave Alessa a massage, Pure Relief. He is actually giving away a massage.
Kimani.
I got another massage. I got an esthetician giving away a wax. I got another esthetician giving away a facial.
Okay.
Weed. Okay. Liquor, the
artwork.
Episode, yeah, artwork.
Okay,
Mr. Mimosa is coming with mimosas for y'all during the episode, so it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be wild, and it's not gonna be here. It's gonna be at a nice private spot where everybody can enjoy themselves and have fun and not get too fried.
Yeah,
what's the attire?
I like that.
You said the attire.
Titties out.
You can come butt ass naked.
You can literally wear whatever you want to wear because the whole point is for us to see your titties.
I will say that if somebody walked into like the venue like butt ass naked, I would probably be like, time out.
I'm going to try to be as naked as possible.
Really?
For my yeah.
Are you gonna like show your ass?
I'll see what I can do.
I think you should. I think you should like pull your pants down. And walk past, like, and all the contestants just walk by and smack your ass.
I'll see what I can do.
Her ass is really soft. Mm. It's like a, how can I explain it? What's the softest thing in the world? It's like a marshmallow.
Mm.
Like, not the old marshmallows that was there from last summer. Like, the brand new marshmallow.
Like, fresh marshmallow.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to see it, though.
I want to touch it.
I'll get up. You can touch it.
I'm intrigued.
Now, if y'all touch it, y'all got to eat it.
I eat the coochie.
Yeah,
oh it is. See? So you got
it's
my...
It's like the Serta mattress.
It is soft.
Oh, see? Ooh, Serta mattress. Okay.
Damn. Oh, my goodness.
So, Barbie, let's
get
back
to
you.
How do you get a butt like that?
It's natural. I do actually work out. However, my butt has actually always been like this. Yep. I get it from my daddy's side of the family.
Your daddy got a soft ass?
My daddy got a big ass, bro. Daddy, I hope you're not listening, but you got a fat ass, bro. My mom used to talk about that bitch all the time.
Ooh, when be missionary, I just be holding his shoes.
Man, my daddy got a fat ass.
Your mama told you about her fucking your daddy?
No, not fucking her, but she was like, that's what made me like him. He had a big booty.
Oh. So, Barbie, you think you got a cute booty, hoe?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay.
It look cute to me.
Period.
It looked like a, like, it don't look like a dry balloon knot. It just looked a little moist. It's, like,
it's moisturized. It looks nice.
What's the extent that you want your partner to go with your ass?
My ass? Like, I would do anal, but I don't want him to go too far. Like, I don't want my asshole, like, stretched out because I've seen stuff like that. Mm. I don't want my asshole like that. I want it to stay tight. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you done anal, MT?
I have done with the strippers and the hood guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn, you had 12 inches up
crazy.
Your ass.
That's crazy.
Did you see her eyes? That was mine. Shit.
Is that what your ass did when you had the dick in your ass?
It was very hard to take.
Because I'm sure I would have went across that. I probably would have been seeing, like, double, triple.
Nah, that's what I thought.
I was like this, like, in the video. I feel like y'all can see me like that. Like,
I didn't see the anal one.
Oh, maybe. Wow. I don't know. But, yeah, I was, like, in there. It was hard to take.
Did you feel like you couldn't shit right for a week?
I don't quite remember, honestly. Okay. I don't remember if I did have a Bible.
That's right, because I have been trying to get you on for 4 years, but what? That's neither here nor there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
She be busy. Yep. She be booked and busy. Damn.
No, and you know what's funny? Let me tell you how I got her. So my boy hit me up. Shout out to Quincy. He's like, hey, Mulan come on. And he sends me the page. I'm like, man, fuck her. I've been trying to get her to come on for years. But you know what, bro? For you, I'll DM her right now. He has no idea you're on the show. Actually, I'm a FaceTime him.
He's going to be excited.
I'm about to FaceTime him right now.
What did I say? What was I saying? Was I saying anything?
He was on some bullshit.
He was on some bullshit. She said, I know, just like a light-skinned woman.
Hey, it's going to be funny if you pick up on this FaceTime.
Dog.
I'm excited.
I hope he don't say nothing wild.
Who is Quincy?
This is a wild show.
He lives in Cali and has a family.
I'm just asking.
Hey, bro. Guess what?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me? Hello?
He's through the mountains.
Yeah, he is driving right
now. He's driving. Is he a truck driver?
No. Can you hear me? What up? You see who I got on the show?
Yeah, what up, though?
I just wanted to show you that I got Mulan on the show. I was telling you live right now, so don't say nothing.
We live right now, right?
Oh wait! You told me to ask her a question. I'll let you ask her a question. What's your question?
That bro, I'm literally just driving to Vegas right now. What's my question? I did see you. I sent the question. Oh damn! What did I think?
I think I remember it, but I want you to ask it.
Refresh his memory a little bit.
Oh, I remember my question. What do you suggest is it okay, or what would you suggest for a partner who's in a relationship with somebody with low sex drive? No, what was the cut?
No, I got you. If your partner has low sex drive, is it okay for the partner who doesn't have low sex drive to seek out sex with other people?
No.
She said, no, you just got to be dry dick.
No, like, it's got to be communication and, you know, compromise on both parts. Like, you got to figure out why there's low sex drive. Like, you know, it could be a multitude of things.
Mm. All right. Well, we appreciate you, Quincy. Listen to the episode. Shout out to you. Because of your good luck, I got Mulan on the show.
Oh, definitely. Appreciate that.
All right, bro. Have fun in Vegas. Eat some ass.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
So, I don't know if y'all want to get into that, but like birth control or like, you know what I'm saying? Anything, depression, like it could be a multitude of the things of why things not flowing. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. I mean, you just got to, that's just something you got to like, you know, figure out.
So, speaking of low sex drive, or I guess it's not low, have you ever been in a relationship while doing porn?
Yes.
So, have you ever got pounded out and then had to go home and your nigga was horny?
I don't remember if he was horny when I got home.
Point is, have you had a 2-for-1 professional fuck and private? Like,
yeah.
Wow. Have you ever got, like, tired of fucking because you do it professionally?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm going to just go through all the questions that our listeners had since Quincy. Sure. We got Quincy on deck. How did you get into porn? You kind of answered that earlier. You literally did the porn that we all seen.
Yeah, just
the audition fuck.
I just was like, fuck it, I'm finna jump out the porch. I mean, my motive behind it was the money, like, fast money. I got a plan and a, you know what I'm saying, a reason why I'm doing all of this. So, it's not like I'm just out here.
Okay.
But it is a great experience. I will say that. I have no regrets.
Did you do have you done lesbian scenes?
Privately, I have not done any mainstream. Okay.
Would you fuck a trans?
You know what? I was trying to figure that out because my Twitter timeline, they popping up on there and they look so beautiful, like, and the titties, and then I see them, like, and I'm like, how do I have sex with that? Why?
Get on the mic.
I'm sorry.
Barbie, would you fuck a trans again?
I would.
Okay.
You mean like a trans again? Woman or a trans? Again, wait.
You gotta listen to this bitch, bro. You gotta listen to this bitch because he was trying to catch you up.
She was so smooth with it. She's
and
like, she, yeah. Well,
she was like, yeah. And I'm over here like, she, okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I was just trying to make her laugh.
I have not fucked a trans person before, but I would.
Okay.
Like a trans man or a trans woman because I do find them attractive. So I would try
I'm
Could y'all date a trans person?
Yeah.
So
I guess I'd be open to it.
If a woman, if a man transitioned fully and, you know, had a vagina and Travis was to have sex with that person, would you consider Travis gay?
No.
No.
Why you say it like that? I ain't asking, like, I'm just agreeing.
They're a woman
now. I was just saying, like, they're a woman.
Yeah.
I would feel away for sure if I didn't know. Like, why you ain't telling me this is constructive?
Why would you feel away if you didn't know, though?
You don't feel like if you're with somebody, you should tell them that you used to be a man?
No. I mean, I don't know. It depends
on until you know that person, because some people may want to go in there. I mean, if someone were to outright tell me that they used to be a man or they used to be a woman and they are now presenting as the opposite sex to me, I would not be upset.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of other people out here who will become violent, who will become upset, who may make this person feel unsafe. So they need to sometimes keep that. While they may, you know, have come out publicly to their friends and their family, they may not necessarily want to come out to somebody that they're dating right away.
Well, when I say dating, I'm talking about penetration. Like, we're at that level.
If it's a one night stand, I don't need to know, because like I said, you getting what I'm pulling out these pants. I'm here. I didn't sign up for whatever the fuck you about to pull out your pants. It does not matter. I don't need to know.
Would you suck a trans dick again?
I've never sucked a trans dick before,
but
I would.
You're killing me with the again.
I'm just so smooth with it now.
But you're not.
But you said you would.
I mean, I would suck a trans person's dick.
If you're trans, we would love to have you on the show.
I think I'd do a trans woman. I want to play with her nipples while I do.
For some odd reason, the people that we reach out to that are trans, I don't know if it's because I'm like a cis heterosexual male that they feel uncomfortable, but I can't get them to come on the show. I would love to get a trans person on the show. If you are listening, if you have a friend, please send them our way. We are all love, and Alessa might give you head.
We have had one trans person on the show.
Are we addressing them right?
We did have Giselle. B. Giselle did come on. One trans person. She was great. Yeah, she was great. We should bring her back.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah. Let's get back into these questions. Has a boyfriend had an issue with your career?
No.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's good.
Have your boyfriends that you've had while being in the career, like, been a part of that industry?
Not on full scale. Like, of course, he helped me with my videos or whatever, but, like, he's not in the industry, no.
Okay. So that must have been what I saw on Pornhub then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all that from my beginning.
Okay.
Right.
So how does porn, like, affect your personal sex life?
Me, personally, it does not.
Okay.
But I can see how it can.
Okay.
But me, personally, we have no issues.
So how do you handle, like, a day on set and then coming home? Like, you don't, like, have you ever had to bow out, like, babe, I'm sorry, I'm too tired to have sex, I got pounded out earlier?
No. He would not even come for me like that.
So, like, I get, like, a partner being tired from work and just, like, not even wanting to have sex, like, that makes sense, but I feel like I would kind of feel away if you were tired from work and your job was getting fucked.
Insecurity.
And that's you.
No, it's not insecurity. It's like, damn, he got something.
You probably not want to, you would not be able to be in a relationship.
I can see that. But I don't think it's an insecurity.
Okay. Because, you know.
Where's the insecurity at?
I feel like the way that way of thinking is.
Because
but if, she can't if, be tired from fucking.
If this is your because yeah, if she had any if she fuck. Had any other job, if she had any other job that she was tired from, you would understand why she didn't want to have sex. But because she's tired from getting dick, you have a problem with that.
And let's be clear, that shit is a job.
That's okay? a job. Yeah. Y'all niggas want sex a lot. Work is a job.
Okay, period.
Taking dick is a lot. Okay.
I agree.
And y'all want a lot.
And I'm just saying, I could see, I don't think it's insecurity. I could see somebody being annoyed, like, damn, today I got the short end of the stick. I literally couldn't get none because she got
some. Also, you're my man, you know my schedule. Why are you trying to get some dick after I done fucked all
day? Get some pussy.
Let me take I'm a sorry, why you
try, I'm sorry, why are you trying to give me some dick after I've been getting dick all day?
Right.
Why are you trying to get your dick wet after I've been getting everybody else dick wet all day? Go sit down. Go wet your own dick.
And she is not a toy.
What's the prime, like, porn shoot day? Is it, like, any day of the week? Do y'all get weekends off? Like, how does that work?
I can't speak for anybody else. My schedule is different. I shoot when I want to. Mm. I make my own schedule.
What's your, like, goal porn? Like, what's your goal in porn?
My goal is strictly money motivated. I have a certain amount of money I want to make, and then once I make it, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. You sound like, what was it, Ronnie from Players Club?
Yeah.
Have you stripped?
I've done a one night only.
Okay. That's what's up. I've always wanted to do a one night only.
Okay. Oh, my God. A long time ago. I think I was, like, in the beginning, like, you know, when it was a...
Yeah.
In the beginning. Yeah,
they need to bring them back.
The game. Gee.
They need to bring them one night
only. They do. I kind of want to do one, Loki.
I want to do one. I want to do one. I wanted to do a one night only. I wanted to do a one night only for my 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. But then COVID hit.
Can right. I set it up?
No.
Why? Because it could be cocktails with cocktails one night only.
I'm not prepared to do a one night only yet.
Hey, but could you do the one night only with the butt plug in the entire night?
No, you're not supposed to leave butt plugs in your butt for more than like 20 minutes, bro. It's actually dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that
because I be...
You be walking around the house, huh?
Yeah, you can damage your nerves if you leave the butt plug in there.
All right, time. Let's take a step back. People be getting fucked in the ass for longer than 20 minutes.
That's very true. That's very true. But I don't know what it is. It's something. It says it on the box. It says there's a warning on your box, on your butt plug box.
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't want y'all to be the motherfucker in the hospital and they like, what's wrong?
I feel like I'm training it. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I've done it though. I walk around with that money all day.
I think it's because of the butt plug itself. If you were to leave something that is going to be that wide in your butt for that long, I think it's okay. I think it's because your butt plug ends up closing around that narrow part.
Right.
And then you have to pull it out.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why there's that warning there.
I can understand
because
that.
I've never noticed that warning on my other butt training toys or on my other dildos.
Right.
Like, because I peg, but I have noticed that on a butt plug, and I think it's because your butt ends up closing around that little narrow part to pull it back out. So.
Speaking of you pegging, like, how long was you pounding niggas out?
Usually until they come, but usually when you fucking nigga in the ass, they come quick.
Yes.
Because finger popping, they come quick.
Mm-hmm. I want to try that.
You want a finger pop?
No, pegging.
Have you a finger pop before?
Pegging is great.
No, I haven't. I haven't met no guys that's, like, really into it. Like, I've had, like, one guy,
you gotta,
like,
coach him into it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I have people come find me for all type of crazy things.
Me too.
Okay, what's the craziest shit you did?
I've done some pegging. Okay. I've done some golden showers. I mean, these ain't really crazy, but, like, I've done the cuckold thing. I've had sex with my dude and then had somebody come eat the cum out.
Dream. That's my dream. That's what I want in my next MFM.
Yeah.
I'm into all that. I like the am I saying that right? BDSM stuff. I like to dominate. I like all that.
Okay.
Humiliation.
Gonna skate past a nigga.
I like somebody
nigga.
To worship.
Slurping up another nigga come?
Oh, that's normal. I've heard that plenty of times.
I'm not even slurping up my own cum.
I've heard that plenty of times.
Trav, would you slurp up somebody else's cum?
They come on my feet and they come off my feet.
I mean, I've had a man come in me and him eat his own cum out of me. So it's like,
yeah.
Speaking of BDSM, Barbie, what's the furthest you willing to go in BDSM? Because you said
the furthest. Like, I wouldn't go to like. I've seen people get wax dripped on them. I've seen people play with knives and stuff like that. I wouldn't do that. But I do like being submissive, like being dominated by somebody. I do like want like a live-in dom or something like that. Okay. I would do something like that.
You ever hear of Kinks with Kiki? Mm-mm. She's in New York. She's coming in town next month. You should come on and get spanked by her.
I would get spanked by her.
She spanks hard. She gonna
be
though.
On the podcast? Yeah. She spanked hard.
Yeah. Right. I don't know how hard.
She have to slow
can
down.
Can she ease into the?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she could.
I might want to come too.
And y'all can just pull them down and get spanked.
I would get spanked.
Now, you know what though? Mulan got a nice fat ass. It's like one of
you
them.
You think so?
Yeah, it's a sleeper.
You got a slim, thick ass, bro.
You know why I brought that up?
Why? Because you want me to show it?
You said when you finish your drink.
I got this fucking... okay.
We got time. But back to this. So y'all going to do the contest, and y'all going to get spanked.
I'm
so
not getting in the contest. My titties ain't...
Your titties is cute.
She
told me to turn it off because she started drooling.
I literally said, she got some nice titties, bro. Yeah,
why you don't like... See, that's why we doing a contest. So, I realized that...
People don't like their titties.
My opinion is not the end all be all, but some of the most beautiful women that I... Beautiful titties that I know, they don't think they have sexy titties.
I don't like my
titties.
I
feel like...
Tells me I want to lift.
Titties, but I don't like my titties for real.
Y'all say y'all want to lift. It's okay if they droop right in my mouth while you riding.
I mean, I love my titties. Don't get me wrong. I used to weigh a lot more, and I used to have double D titties. Mm. And then when I lost weight, my titties were the first to go, and that was when I was like... Also, I was never supposed to have titties. They was just fat. And now I'm like a C cup, and this is just... And it's really less than a C cup. And it's just sad. It's just sad. I don't have
Let's not end the episode with something sad.
Okay, yeah, let's not.
This has been a great episode. I appreciate both of y'all. I can't wait to see y'all in April. It's going to be fun for the contest. All titties matter. As we always end every episode, ask for permission first. And make sure she
comes first.
Amen.
I love that.
Before we end the episode, we're going to let Mulan do whatever it is she said she was going to do earlier.
Show us your titties and your booty.
No, she said she don't like her titties.
Oh, show us your booty hole.
Oh,
wait, was it the booty hole or was it just her booty?
No, you didn't say her booty hole. You just added on. You acted like me.
I added that on. My bad. Yes. Show us your booty. Oh, it was her pussy. She got to show us her pussy and her booty. Dad. I remember the pussy.
The coochie, not the coochie.
You don't have to show us your coochie. Just show us your booty.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, we're ready.
Patreon.com/CWC the podcast. You are so cute.
Woo, yeah.
Oh, you look like one of those the people at the plane. Where's the airport?
Oh, see, look at it. It's so cute. Mm-hmm.
It's so soft.
And it's so jiggly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's so jiggly. She's talking about some.
Do you smoke a lot?
She don't like her booty.
I can tell because you got weed on your ass. Is that like your real lips?
Yes. These are somebody's lips. I can't remember who.
Wow. You know what's wild is y'all got to get butt ass naked to use the bathroom at the club.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like this.
Yeah. This is beautiful.
I don't
believe you. You are drunk.
Who's drunk?
You.
How am I drunk?
You don't never ask to see nobody pussy.
She said she was gonna pop. She said she anticipated you asking her to see her pussy.
I didn't anticipate to wear this.
Why like, you act like I asked wild questions?
I got a real job too, so like I worked last night and I got off this morning.
See,
overslept.
Amen.
I got up at 11. And I was like, oh my god. Mm. I just was like,
see, I didn't even send you. I didn't even send you shit because you was tweeting about the podcast. So, look, this has been a great episode. Yeah, this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I appreciate both you beautiful ladies.
Yes, thank you.
We can't
you so
wait
much.
To see you, Barbie, next month. Mulan, you said you willing to get spanked.
Yeah, I'm going to get spanked.
Raw ass. So, this is going to be great. If you are looking to have sex with someone and pay them, hit up Mulan. If you want to titty fuck and you are a good guy,
or a Barbie. Trainer.
I already got Smitty for you. Smitty is gonna train that ass. Pause. This has been a great episode.
Can I throw a disclaimer out there just for?
Yeah, do it.
Must be recently tested.
Yes, we believe in testing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. A lot
Must
of parties
be recently
don't.
Recently tested. All right,
one more thing. Full panel. They don't automatically do a herpes test. You gotta ask for that.
Yes, you do.
Ask for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. And to the people who do have things, it's okay to be honest because it is ways around those things.
Yeah.
Herpes,
condoms, medications,
AIDS, HIV,
PrEP,
all of those things.
All types of things.
Yeah. So prep your body like Alessa be prepping her booty hole like a bottle.
Yes. Always prep like a bottle.
You be fingering your ass with the nails.
I plead the fifth.
You know what? Bye. Listen, I heard a tweet that say a girl with them nails.
This is the easiest way to finger pop, actually.
Feels so good.
You cut my booty off.
No, I won't. Not when they nice and dull.
Like, if they coughing, shape, it could work.
They gonna go right in.
Let's do this. My guess, do you know how to get